And we are back, STL Health and Wellness Live. Appreciate you sticking with us here. I'm your host, Gary B. What a great show we're going to have here today. Camp Jumpstart. The camp is basically for kids who are overweight, say between the ages of approximately 9 and 18, that come here for a period of time, whether it be 6 or 8 weeks, that ends up learning a lot about their diet. And a lot of the counselors here help them kind of get over the bullying that a lot of overweight kids have at some point. And you see Jean Yulsing, you see her information in the STL Health and Wellness magazine that you pick up at a lot of the doctor's office. You can read it online, too. You can read Jean's information online at stlhealthandwellness.com. And she talks a lot about the Camp Jumpstart down here. She is the founder along with her husband. And we have another counselor in front of us here, Miss Jean, if you can introduce him.
So I sure can. We do get kids from all over, as I stated. And Jake, way back when in 2009, was a camper, and he this year came back to give back to be a counselor. And I'd like to know just about your experience here, Jake. What was your life as a camper, and then what did it do for you, and how about being a counselor?
Okay. When I came here in 2009, I was disappointed in my life. I was weighing about 305 pounds, and I was at the point where I knew that I wasn't going to make weight for my wrestling team at heavyweight, and there's a limit, and it's 285, and I was really nervous, and so we started looking into different options. I tried to lose weight on my own, and I couldn't do it, and we found Camp Jumpstart, and so I decided to go. I got excited for it, and I was here, and I had, honestly, one of the best summers of my life. I made really great friends. I lost over 50 pounds in my time here, but more than that, Gene often talks about the magic of Camp Jumpstart, and what I learned more than anything is how to work hard, how to achieve the goals that I wanted to achieve, and I think the biggest thing that I took from that is just this huge boost in my confidence that I did not have. So I see these kids walking in, coming into camp the first day, their heads are hanging down, their eyes are low, they're oftentimes crying. You can tell that they've been bullied emotionally, sometimes physically. But mostly emotionally, and it's really, really tough to be overweight, and I've struggled with my weight my whole life, and I can totally, totally empathize with these kids because I felt those same feelings. And so when you get here, it's a safe environment. Gene creates this amazing place where we basically lose weight by having fun. And so my favorite activity while I was here as a camper, and still today, is we go up to the field before or right after lunch, and we'll play sports, and I like to play dodgeball, and we play flag football and stuff like that. And so you're being competitive, but at the same time, it's that competitiveness that drives you to work harder. And so those calories that are being burnt and the nutrition that we learn here is enough to give you what you need for the summer to lose weight. But more than that, it's just a springboard and like the jump start that you need to continue a life of being healthy. So, yeah.
I'd like to just add, so he's a little bashful. When you left Camp Jumpstart, you personally, what successes did you have? Because you weren't having success before Jumpstart, but after Jumpstart, boy, you soared.
Okay, so as a freshman in high school, which is right before Camp Jumpstart, I was second string on the freshman team, not even the junior varsity team for football. I was a third string heavyweight wrestler, and I wasn't very good at either sport. I loved them, but I wasn't very good at them. The year after camp, I was, of course, faster. I was slimmer. I could move better. I started working my way up. I was starting on the junior varsity team, which was exciting for me because it was an opportunity I hadn't been given before. And for football and for wrestling, I basically split the varsity reps with another heavyweight. And I just I dug deep, and I remembered, you know, the things that I learned here. Because literally you see the kids here, some people slack off, a lot of the kids slack off, and they don't reach the goals that they want to reach. For me, when I was here, I woke up Monday, Wednesday, Saturday to go running with some of the kids for run club. It was exciting, and I'd never gone running before on my own, and or on my own free will anyway. But so I kind of dug deep, and I started running on my own at home. I started hitting the weights really, really hard. I gained 20 pounds that year, but I lost about 3% body fat. And so my senior year, the my junior year, I became a starter at, I played right tackle for my varsity football team, and we made it to the playoffs. And we had this offensive line meeting as a dinner right before our last playoff game. And my coach stood up and he invited me up to stand right next to him. He said, "If you told me we would have won 7 games with Jake playing right tackle last year, I would have thought you were crazy." And I didn't think it was insulting. Everyone else was laughing. It was funny, and it just showed that I worked really hard at what I was doing. And so I took that, and I put in an extreme amount of work my summer between my junior and senior year. My senior year, I was a first-team all-conference offensive lineman. And second-team all-conference defensive lineman. So instead of just starting at one position, I started at 2 positions, and I was physically able to play an entire game, which was something that I wanted to do, but before Camp Jumpstart, I knew I wouldn't have been able to do. And at the same time, I'm somehow going from being this, what I felt like was a loser, I had no self-confidence, to being extremely popular at school. Not that I'm digging into this superficial, you know, theme here, but I had friends. I had genuine friends, and it was a nice feeling, and it's because I was able to hold my shoulders high. And in my senior year of wrestling, I went 31-4, and I was an all-Southern Illinois wrestler, all-conference wrestler. I went to state as an alternate, a little disappointed about my last match, and I think a lot of wrestlers are.
Right.
I was recruited to play college football, and I played 2 years of Division III football at a school called Southern Virginia University. And my sophomore year, I started as a freshman, and as a sophomore, I was an all-conference player again. And so all these different things in my life, I have achieved a lot. I've achieved a lot for myself. I was all-academic, all-American. And I do look back to the summer that I spent here, and I think, you know, what would I have done without Camp Jumpstart? What would I have done if Jean hadn't decided to dedicate her life to this cause? Would I have had that confidence boost? Would it have come from somewhere else? And honestly, as I think about it, I often do get choked up, but I don't think that I would have had that jump start in my life. And I'm just extremely grateful for it, and I continue to move forward. And I love Jean, and this place is amazing, and Right. Being a counselor is as well.
Yeah, and I can see it in your eyes. You're genuine. You're not just thinking this up. You're not reading off a cue card or anything to that effect. It's really come from the heart, Jake. So congratulations and continued success passing that story on to the rest of the individuals here.
Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. What a great story there, Gene, that you have somebody like that being able to say their lives have totally changed 180 degrees from when they first walked onto your premise or onto the property here. And again, it's got to choke you up, yourself and your husband, Tom, when you do lay your head down on the pillow at night and saying, wow, look what we have accomplished. And now they're your teammates, which makes it even better. So that was a great story right there too. And we have another individual with the story here as well.
So this also is my counselor, Ellie, but I love her because she was my tiny Ellie.
Yes.
Way back when, 2010.
No, 2007. Sorry.
2000, I thought it was a long time ago.
I was 10 in 2007.
Yeah, she was a darling young child. They all, when they walk in, they're all darling.
Right.
They all, I love them for who I see they are, not what they look like. But I think they're all cute no matter what they looked like. But they don't believe that. Yet at the same time, Ellie was always cute. But Ellie's story, I found, when she called to talk about becoming a counselor, the coolest thing was when I asked you, what did it make a difference for you for when you went off to college? And
absolutely.
If you remember that conversation, that is one I'd like people to know, because now it's not the college 15 or freshman 15 when I started. It's more like the freshman 30 or 50 that they're gaining. But that never happened to Ellie. And she said that's because of Camp Jumpstart.
Absolutely. Because I did come here when I was so young, I definitely had a few ups and downs in between the past 10 years, but I remained a healthy BMI. And then when I got to college, I did fall into some not great habits as far as eating and working out, even though it was the easy, I had everything at my fingertips. I had a full kitchen, I had a weight room and gym in my building that I lived in, but you know, you're in college, so you start to like lose your ground a little bit. But when I realized that I wasn't completely proud of my habits. I just thought about camp, and I had been out of contact with Gene for quite some time. And because of everything that I learned here, I just got myself a big glass of water, and I was like, this is going to fix itself now. And I've been fine ever since. Like, I didn't really gain much weight. I just, you know.
Help them understand what the big glass of water means.
So I remember when I was a camper here at the age of 10 years old, Gene told us if we mess up, if we do something that we're not proud of, if we eat a meal that we know we shouldn't have eaten, we fix it right then and there. We go to the kitchen, get a big glass of water, drink the whole thing, and fix it from that moment forward.
Because everybody waits for tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. We mess up, we think, okay, we're going to just mess up this whole day, and we'll start tomorrow, but it never comes. But immediately that glass of water turned you around. Even at the age of 10, you remembered that for when you were in college.
Yeah, and every time I would really focus on my health again, or if I like fell into some habits, every time I got back into it, I remembered. I was like, okay, like Gene would be proud of me right now.
And
everything I learned at Camp Jumpstart needs to help me right now, and it always did. Everything I learned here has never failed me, carrying me through life.
Yeah, and at age 10, when you stepped onto the property again, Ellie, you were among 6, 7, 10 other individuals, kind of in the same scenario as you were in. And did you talk to other individuals? Did that help you out quite a bit when you were talking to other individuals as well as speaking with Gene and the rest of the counselors?
Like when I came back as a counselor? Yeah absolutely. I've been able to bond with a lot of the kids here, I think, through my experience of being so young. When I first came here, so many of them who I've talked to even this year, like, they can't even believe that I was ever a camper here. To me, I feel like it's believable, but to a lot of these kids here, they're like, what? You did it? You can do it? And I was like, if I can do it, you can do it. You need to believe that.
Beautiful.
And I get up and I run in the mornings and I tell them that they need to do the same thing when they go home, and it'll help them.
Yeah.
Great.
And Gene, that is something I think really works out well. So anyway, Ellie, again, a previous camper here and has learned a lot over the many years, and now a counselor and sharing all your stories. Thanks much. Okay, very good. And again, Gene, that's Gene Yulsing. Again, she is the founder of Camp Jumpstart, along with her husband, Tom, here in Imperial, Missouri. And this is what our show is all about here today, this Camp Jumpstart. Again, for individuals who have just joined us, is a camp for individuals that between 9 and 18 years old that are overweight. And the group of individuals that come here are all in the same boat, so to speak, and they want to get that weight down, number one, and get that confidence back and lift their head up high, as Jake and Jeremiah had mentioned, and lift your chin up and your eyes up. And that's what comes about throughout the camp, Gene.
Absolutely. So I have my first camper that we're going to introduce, and James has been with me for a few years. James came in, let's be honest, James, you weren't exactly the role model camper in the beginning, yet James comes back for 2 weeks as a refresher. He is a normal BMI, so he doesn't need to lose weight. We make sure that we feed him appropriately, but it is all about lifestyle. And the coolest thing that I noticed, that if you want to talk about who you were, who you've become, is when you helped our youngest boy that we will leave, let's call him Jimmy, to save his identity. But he was a holy terror, to put it nicely. So, James, tell me about when you first came. Do you think you had any similarity to Jimmy?
Well, when I first came, I took a lot of things for granted and didn't really understand how lucky I was. And from coming to camp the first time, it really helped me appreciate what I have and helped me sort of grasp that, as Gene quite often says, you only get one body and you've really got to look after it. And it's not only that, but you've got to look after the reputation that you have with that body. And that Jimmy really reminds me of how I was the first year I came, and I think I've come quite a long way since the first year I was here, and he's come a long way just in the 2 weeks that I've been here. And I think if he keeps on coming back, that he could definitely do the same.
And it was cool, because I don't tell them what to do. So Jimmy was in trouble. I had lunch with Jimmy, he and I, and tried to explain to him what he was doing wasn't working for him. And he had had a situation with James that James had a right to be angry with because the kid broke something of James. And James was not happy at first and understands that that was unfortunate. But James then, the kid went up on his own and apologized. James took him outside, stood right there where I could see them, but they didn't know I was watching. And here is James reaching down to help Jimmy become a better person because he understood where he had been.
Gene Yulsing, on the other side of the break, we're going to speak more with James because I think everybody loves to hear him from being from Jolly Old England.
And he truly is leaving in about 5 minutes, okay. So he is off to...
Okay, well, I mean, and I know the listeners out there are really loving that. So we're going to speak a little bit more to James before he hops in the car to head back across the big water and to find out more. We're live here from Camp Jumpstart down in Imperial, Missouri. Gene Yulsing has allowed us to come down here and share a lot of the activities that go on for individuals, for kids who are overweight down here during the camps that they have down here. We have many more individuals to speak with and to hear their story and how it's helped them. So maybe if you put your thinking cap on out there, you may know somebody who could definitely take advantage of Camp Jumpstart down in Imperial, Missouri. Appreciate you sticking with us. STL Health and Wellness Live. I'm your host, Gary B. Be right back.